Welcome, everybody, East Coast Audio fans, listeners, and everyone alike. East Coast Audio back at you with an Impact recap for, this was yesterday, we're a day late this week. This was the 18th of December, 2008. And it's me, your man Travis Bryant, here with Bar Dre Purnell. What's happening, Dre?
Tell them what's up, everybody.
Word. So, Impact tonight. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was, I'm going to give it a strong C+, and that's what I'm going to start with. And
the way you were talking off air, you were saying it like, that's real unpopular opinions about this show. I thought you were going to have some harsh words or going to blast it. C+,
I must keep it a strong C plus. Maybe we will agree on a couple of things, so we'll see.
Yeah.
But like I said, a lot of things I liked, I don't think that you would have, so, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, you always say that, and then I'll be like, no, that was my shit too, or no, I hated that as well. So, yeah, we will see. So they opened with the TNA open. This show was called, like, Main Event Massacre or something.
True. Very true.
We got opening match. They open right with a match. Rhino versus Lance Rock. Lance Rock comes out. Comes out first, and Rhino. It's just the, I mean, as soon as it started, it was over. I don't know, maybe a minute and a half.
I thought you...
But. Rhino won with the gore. I mean, Rock got really nothing in. I remember it was a point when he was teaming with Kid Cash, or right after he was teaming with Kid Cash, he had this match against Abyss in some kind of tournament or something, first round tournament. And this was when the crowd was really into him. You know, they just, I mean, I know it's that Impact Zone crowd, but they were really into him, and they had made Hoytomania t-shirts when he was still Lance Hoyt, after he was Dallas. Then they bought DDP in and changed his name to Lance Hoyt. Hoytomania, and he had this match with Rhino. He did this coast-to-coast thing. He was just, I thought, on his way. You know, 4 years later.
I thought when I first, because I got on the TNA bandwagon late, as far as...
I mean,
being able to watch this, you know. You know, I didn't always have...
catching random clips, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have... You know, TNA was kind of exclusive to some certain cable.
No, it was pay-per-view. No, it was just pay-per-view.
And you were getting them or something. You was able to watch them somehow, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, anyway...
When
I started watching TNA, it seemed like he was, you know... They got it. Everybody was behind. He was getting pushed. He had an okay look, you know, for a big man. You know, I don't think he's half bad. I mean, he's probably. He has a good set of moves.
Fine. He's a fine, credible worker.
But it's just something about him that I guess personality wise that doesn't connect. And you know what? You see it because they're trying to. You see how he changed his look like at least three times since I've. He changed his look at least like
right.
three times since I've seen it.
Right.
So I'm thinking he's lacking.
Three! I think.
Yeah,
like
maybe.
Eight.
Well, yeah.
Three to come out with the white boy, white beaters.
And he's got Then he's got a tramp stamp. So it's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty he should be a top of the line indie guy, probably.
No offense to new Bob Dole, but you know, I just don't like him. I don't know if he got a chance, but just joking.
What is he I'm like, where he come from? He got to do anything. So no match to even talk about, so we get into the breakdown of Lance Rock's DNA career. After the match, Rhino got a mic and called the front line out, and they all come out to the ring, and they just basically Rhino cuts a promo on Main Event Mafia. You can see the Motor City Machine Guns in the background, not even paying attention, just talking to each other and giggling and chuckling. But that was some good camera work. But nothing, not it wasn't over obvious, and you can hear Tanae, I'm not even paying attention. You know, let it speak for itself. And